Excellent. Well, good morning, everybody. And if you would please join me in a word of prayer as we begin the sermon part of our worship. God of grace and mercy, we come to you today humbled by the abilities that you have given us, the people that you have surrounded us by, and the Spirit which moves in us and through us. Continue to let us be instruments of truth in the world and in this community. I give great thanks and praise to you for putting me in this place with Living Faith. This morning, as we prepare to hear your word, open our hearts and our minds that we would receive that word, even if it's just one, and that word would ignite us and move us into action. Thank you for all of this and more. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
So again, welcome to Pentecost Sunday. We wear red because the red speaks to the fact that the Spirit enlivens our hearts and also gives us our own fiery spirit to go out into the world and do God's work. It's the 50th day after Easter, often known as the birthday of the church. So happy birthday, church. There's a lot of things that are usually celebrated on this day. And for me personally, this is the end of my internship. So I'm happy and sad at the same time, but it is occasion to observe. So after Pentecost, we will start to see a lot of green. That's the color. And last week, when I listened to Pastor Marianne's sermon, she had mentioned that we're entering the longest season of the church. But I wanted to come to you this morning and make a promise that this wouldn't be the longest sermon of the church year. So, yeah, they're already starting. That's right. So there is this thing that people do, and it usually happens after you've had a great experience. You've had time to spend with amazing people. You've learned a lot. You've just been filled with love and encouragement. Somebody is inevitably going to come up to you at some point, and it may actually happen to me when I reflect back on my time of internship. Somebody will come up to me and say these words. They'll say, "Explain or describe your internship experience in one word." And if you've ever experienced that, it just totally puts you on the spot. One word? Are you serious? One word. You're going to give me one word to express all of the different feelings and emotions and moments. It really drives me nuts. But what I did is I kind of took that same idea and kind of put a different spin on it. So first off, I asked myself, Pastor Matthew, what is the one word? And the second thing I did that's a lot different is that I gave myself about a month to answer the question. So when I look at my time spent with Living Faith this year of internship, there was one word that spoke to what happened here. And that word was momentum. Momentum, which is the title of this morning's sermon. With momentum, forces work together to propel and to power. Living Faith has given me traction and inspiration to look to the next season of this ministry that God has called me into. In the same way, I share with this church stories from the history of my life. In the not-so-distant future, I will share with others the stories about our times together. In other sermons and prayers, and even the stories of where I was wearing high heels with members of this church. And can I just say that this word momentum in so many ways also applies to where we are all at right now in this season. Me and my pastoral journey and this congregation in your coming home to tradition journey. And even in our Bible reading for this morning, even the story of the disciples hearing the words of Jesus Christ, there's momentum there. For me, it started with answering the call, then off to seminary, serving in South America as an intern pastor, time spent in Milwaukee. You see, the energy just keeps building. For Living Faith, it was a vision of a church and tradition, some bumps in the road, land found, money raised, and you can see, again, there's momentum. The energy just keeps building. We both have momentum building in and around us. Now let's have a look at our biblical text for today and see if we can relate momentum to what the disciples were experiencing in their time with Jesus. So it was a promise kept and a prophecy fulfilled. A few of us here just returned from the Florida Bahamas Synod, and our bishop of the Synod was quick to remind us that the Holy Spirit has always been here with us. Ever since the beginning of time, the Holy Spirit has been here. However, as we read repeatedly in the Scriptures, God is giving the disciples something that they can write home about, something they can see. It seems in this moment, when the Holy Spirit falls upon the disciples, God is also awakening people near the place where the 11 were meeting. Once God does get our attention, and we hear clearly in our reading for today from Acts that the Holy Spirit came to the 11 disciples where they had gathered with the sound of a mighty wind. It seems that God wanted everyone around to be aware of what was happening as God's power was on display with the disciples there in that moment on that day. And when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, when the Spirit hit them, how many of you here have ever played pool before? Show of hands. Oh, good. This will work out good then. So in the beginning of the game of pool, you begin that game with a break. In this triangular formation that the pool balls are placed, some of these pool balls, when the break happens, go in all different directions, but something really interesting happens. And that is that some of those pool balls stay completely stationary, even in the force and impact of that break. And I know there's science in it, but some of those pool balls stay completely still. So when the Holy Spirit hits you and you receive what the Holy Spirit is placing in your heart, there are really a couple outcomes of that. That is that you will stay where you are, or you will be sent out. It is not the calling of all people to travel the earth on mission. Some will be called to minister right where they are. The expression sent out just oozes with visions of momentum. God's people on foot, on horseback, in ships, on and on and on. The word is sent out. Me personally, I love to go on mission to other countries. I shared with you earlier that a few of the places that I've gone to Guyana, to Milwaukee, some different places, to Haiti. That's just kind of my jam. I kind of like to travel. I like to go places where maybe it's less likely that people have heard the good news of Jesus Christ and you're experiencing that for the first time. And my parents are here, so I'm going to use them as an example. But when they're moved by the Holy Spirit, they do their work in ministry locally. So through prayer, through serving, through volunteering, they stay right where they are and they do God's work as they're moved by the Spirit. My dad makes these wooden crosses, which I think I handed out when I first started my internship to some of the young people that were here. That's his ministry. That's how the Holy Spirit has moved him. Now those crosses, in turn, are handed out to people and have traveled all around the world. I meet many people who say to me, "So, Pastor, what can I do? I don't know my gifts. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I hear the Holy Spirit calling me, but I'm just not sure how I can respond." And let me just start by answering that question with one word, and that word is to pray. No matter what your situation is, you can do the work of God, moved through the Holy Spirit by praying, the most powerful lever, the most powerful gift that God has given us. God hears our prayers, and God responds to our prayers. The story of the Holy Spirit falling on the 11 disciples points back to another verse that it's important for us to hear. That verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, and it's better known as the Great Commission. And let me read that for you now. From Matthew, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" And here's the good part that speaks to our message today. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Do you hear the momentum in that great commission, that call to do God's work in the world? The Great Commission is closely tied to our reading from Acts because of the breaking down of language barriers and also the title of our sermon, Momentum. God calls each one of us to spread the good news from one end of the earth to the other. And in that moment, Holy Spirit was preparing the 11 disciples to do just that by equipping them with the languages they would need to take that message to places they had never gone before. The Holy Spirit does the same for each one of us. In our studies and our awareness of the needs in this world, we call upon the power of the Holy Spirit in our prayers and in our outside voices to equip us and prepare us to do God's work. To do God's work. God's work. Why did I repeat that line? It's pretty simple, because we're human. We are flesh. And because of that, it's obvious that we become easy targets for the work of darkness in this world. Pride, self-centeredness, greed, these things can cause us to try and glorify ourselves. As your outgoing intern pastor, and you may have more in the future, I do have a warning for both of us, for this community, and also that I need to speak to myself. So I remember that when I was young, when we were traveling back and forth to Florida, I would see these really strange roads that went up to nowhere on the highway. And I thought, for years, I thought, what is this, an unfinished exit? What is this about? And if you're not familiar with this, this is called an emergency runoff exit on the highway. So if a semi-truck on a steep grade is going too fast, and its brakes are not working, or there's some sort of failure, the driver's not paying attention, this is a ramp that driver can go off to stop the truck or stop the vehicle and prevent there from being catastrophic loss. When we are rolling along hard and fast in ministry, it is possible that we can lose focus and drift away from the mission that Almighty God has put in our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Our pride and selfishness can creep in and lead us down a path that does not fall in line with what the Holy Spirit had originally called us into. When ministry becomes more about us and less about God's work, we need to stop and see if we are still in line with our mission, with the Great Commission, and with our objectives, or the why we are doing ministry. The Holy Spirit is in each one of us, my friends, speaking to us daily, calling on us to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I never like to make assumptions, but having spent this last year with this congregation and knowing where we are today, I believe that you have experienced the joy and love that comes when you receive what the Holy Spirit brings. Martin Luther once said, "Now Christ does not want us to keep his word with outward observance like some kind of law, but with the heart, with joy and love. But who will give us this joy and love?" Martin Luther said, "The Holy Spirit gives it, and no one else." Brothers and sisters, so many moments of joy and love lay ahead for all of us. As we trust in Almighty God, as we bring before the Lord what is in our hearts, God will respond in amazing ways. God knows each one of us so well. As in our gospel reading from John, Jesus speaks to Philip, and Jesus is speaking to you and me also. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. We have so much work to do while we are here, but we cannot do that work without calling upon the one who has shown us the way to live life to the fullest, the way to joy and the way to love. I will continue to pray for this congregation as you move towards what you hear God calling you to do. But that church home that you have asked for in the name of Jesus Christ, this is really not the end goal, only a new beginning. As a congregation, you have given this intern an added momentum. As I work towards becoming an ordained pastor, I will not forget these relationships, our worship together, and what I've learned walking with you on this journey to build God's church in tradition. Thank you. I love you. And may the peace of God fill your hearts all of the days of your life. Amen.